Welcome to this series of Bible lessons on the New Testament. In these 42 lessons, we will teach the history of the Lord Jesus as delivered to us in the four Gospels. We will start with the days that led up to Christ's humble birth in Bethlehem. We will then look at his blessed ministry, his suffering, his death, and resurrection. His humble life on earth concludes with his ascension, and after this, the blessed outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Lastly, we will teach the calling and ministry of the greatest evangelist that ever lived, Paul the Apostle. These last lessons are taught from the book of Acts and include Paul's missionary journeys. Be sure to use the lesson guide with questions and knowledge exercises presented with these lectures. We hope these lessons are a blessing to you. Thank you.
In lesson 8 of our Bible study on the life and the ministry of Christ, we wish to focus on Jesus must needs go through Samaria. You may find this portion in John 4, verses 1 through 42. Jesus must needs go through Samaria. The Passover has ended, and the people are leaving Jerusalem. And of course, we see that those people traveling to Galilee will travel around, across the river, and down through Perea. But Jesus is an all-knowing God, and Jesus knows that there is work to do for him in Samaria. And with Jesus, there is no distinction between a Jew and a Samaritan. Jesus has come to seek and to save sinners. And so Jesus and his disciples prepare to travel to Galilee through Samaria. And when they are traveling, when it is noon, they have reached the city of Sychar, and there they rest at the well of Jacob. Now this well is a well that Jacob has already dug for his animals and for himself. And the Samaritans are still coming to this well to draw water every day. And while Jesus sits at this well to rest, he sends his disciples into the city to buy food. While Jesus is sitting at this well, a woman of Samaria comes to draw water. And Jesus asks her if she will give him some water. Well, she is amazed. She says, "How is that, that you, being a Jew, am asking me, a Samaritan, for water?" For the Jews would have nothing to do with the Samaritans. Oh, then Jesus says to this woman, "Woman, if you knew who was asking you for water, you would ask him for living water, and you would never thirst again." Ah, this woman looks at Jesus and says, "But sir, you have nothing to draw with. How will you give me water?" She thinks Jesus is referring to physical water. But no, when Jesus speaks of living water, he is talking of grace. That grace which God pours into the hearts of a sinner. Oh, that grace that is constant communion with God. Oh, then God's people are refreshed and never thirst again. And that is what Jesus is saying to this woman, that he would give her of that living water. This woman still does not understand Jesus, and she says, "Sir, give me of this water. Then I don't have to come to this well every day to draw water. Then I will have enough." But now it is the time for Jesus to discover to this woman who he is and who she is. And so he says to her, "Go call your husband." This woman has to answer, "I have no husband." Jesus says, "You are right. You have no husband. But you have had five husbands already. And the man that you are living with is not your husband." This woman is in awe when she hears this. How does this man know all these things? And then she says, "Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet of God, that you know all of this." And then she asks him, she says, "We worship in Samaria. But the Jews say we must worship in Jerusalem, in the temple. What do you say?" And then Jesus teaches her and says, "It is not about Samaria or Jerusalem or the temple. God is a spirit. God is everywhere present. Therefore, we must worship him everywhere, wherever we are. And it is not whether we are in the temple or in Samaria, but we must worship him with our whole heart, in spirit and in truth." Now that is a lesson for you and for me. We must go to God's house on Sunday. That is where God is pleased to work. That is where the preaching of the word happens. But that is not enough. We must worship God all week through, wherever we are, whatever we do. And it is also how we worship him. It is not just a custom or a ritual, but Jesus says, "You must worship God in spirit and in truth." This woman then says to him, "We know that the Christ will come, the Messiah, and he will teach us all things." And then Jesus declares himself clearer than he has ever done before, and clearer than he does in many cases. To this woman, he says, "I am he. I am the Christ. I am the Messiah." Then, in amazement, this woman goes to the city. And while this woman goes to the city, the disciples return with food. And they are amazed that Jesus was talking to this Samaritan woman. And then Jesus begins to teach his disciples that he has come to do the will of his Father, and that the fields are ripe to harvest. And that is also true in Samaria, for Jesus knows that there are souls to be saved. There are sinners to be saved in Samaria. And therefore he says, "I am come to do the will of my Father, which is to seek and to save lost sinners." Disciples, the harvest is ripe, and you are being called to harvest the fruits of that harvest, the souls of sinners, that they may enter into that kingdom of God. When this woman now comes to the city, and then she tells the men of the city, she says, "Come, I have met a man who has told me all things that I have done in my life. Is this not the Christ?" She is so full of amazement that she has only to declare what Jesus has done and said to her. And the men, they believe her for the words that she has spoken, that she has declared. And then they go with her and they come to Jesus. And then they want to hear Jesus teaching them. And then they desire Jesus to stay with them. And so Jesus stays for 2 days, teaching the Samaritans. And then the Samaritans confess that Jesus is truly the Christ. And they say, not because what we have heard from this woman, but because of what we have heard from Jesus himself. Oh, there we see that Jesus must needs go through Samaria. He must go to seek and to save this woman as well as the men of Samaria. Oh, there he harvested the fruits of God's work in truth. Then we see in this lesson the work of a triune God in the regeneration of a sinner. Because there were many throughout Judea, Galilee, Samaria, who heard the gospel. But it is the electing love of the Father. He has chosen a people that will be saved. It is only those that will come to Jesus in truth. Then we see it is the redeeming love of the Son. Because Jesus has come to suffer and to die, to redeem his people, to pay the price so that they may be saved. But then it is the applying love of the Holy Spirit. Because we cannot accept Jesus, we cannot come to Jesus unless that Jesus draws us with that power of his Holy Spirit. If Jesus opens his word by the Spirit, if Jesus comes to apply the love of God unto our hearts, then it is the work of the Trinity, the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, so that sinners will be saved and God's kingdom will come and his name will be glorified. That is why Jesus came upon earth, and why Jesus must needs go through Samaria. Thank you.